And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is technology's impact on our outlook. Each of my guests is explaining how technology can impact our view of things. My next guest is an optimistic guy. He'll discuss The Skeptic's Guide to Positive Thinking in Business from his book, Filling the Glass. And if you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And again, a big shout out to Rick, who won the two tickets for Moonlight at the Ranch 5 this Saturday, September the 17th, presented by the Limonera Company, a value of $120. Rick, congratulations. You can pick up those tickets here at the station anytime, so you can use them this Saturday night. My next guest, Barry Mayer, his tastes are eclectic as both a speaker and a writer. He's written the science fiction / fantasy cult classic Legend. He's also written business books, Filling the Glass, The Skeptic's Guide to Positive Thinking, No Lie, Truth is the Ultimate Sales Tool, The Prentice Hall Marketing Yearbook, and the niche book, Getting the Most from Your Yellow Pages Advertising. Barry's book, Filling the Glass, has been honored as one of the 7 essential popular business books by Today's Librarian magazine. Barry has appeared on The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, and hundreds of television and radio shows across the country. He's frequently featured in publications like USA Today, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. You know the list. It goes on and on and on. His personal favorite publication, though, that he's ever been published in is Funeral Services Insider. Welcome to the show, Barry. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. And thank you for being our guest today here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And I'm glad to have you on, particularly on a Friday morning, because, you know, these are tough times. And it's hard to remain optimistic during economic times like these. The great Mark Twain once said, great people help you make you feel good because you could be great, too. So help us feel great, if you will, please. How do you recommend keeping positive in days like these?
Well, I always recommend keeping positive by paying attention to the negatives. I'm really not a believer in ignoring negatives and hoping let's all think of positive thoughts and everything will be perfect. I mean, you really have to deal with the negatives in your lives in order to see the positives and then hopefully put them in perspective. And as Herm Albright said, hey, a positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it's going to annoy enough people to make it worth the effort.
All right. Very humorous. But, boy, that's easier said than done, though, Barry. I mean, pay attention to the negative stuff. That's the stuff I don't want to dwell on. So let's say I'm out of job. Okay? I mean, that's a very negative thing. I've got a mortgage. I've got a family to feed, et cetera, et cetera. How does your attention on the negative help us to be more optimistic?
Well, you know, as I always say, a positive attitude should never keep us from looking at the potential negatives, because the only way to find a way to deal with those potential negatives is to actually look at them, to focus on them. Okay, what's the problem now? Now, in the overall scheme of things, not having a job is not that great, is it?
No.
But in the overall scheme of things, it's really not all that awful either. You don't have cancer. You're not dead. You're still alive. There are all kinds of things you can do. What can you do right now to help make the situation better? And if you can't do anything right now to make the situation better, what can you do right now to help you enjoy your life a little bit more?
All right. Now, that's very good thinking. My guest is Barry Mayer. So let me ask you the age-old question, if I can, Barry. Is the glass half empty or half full?
Well, you know, I'm really not concerned about that question, as you can probably tell from the title of my book. The person I want to hire, the person I want to work with, is the person that looks at that glass, isn't concerned whether to call the thing half empty or half full, but really with figuring out what they got to do to fill the thing up. You know, if I don't have a job, what can I do to make my life better right now, today?
All right, so it's time for a new metaphor is what you're saying. We really need. What would be a more appropriate metaphor, do you think, to be optimistic, particularly in times like these, Barry?
Well, I really like the filling the glass metaphor. Is it half empty? Is it half full? Who cares? What can I do to make the glass better today, to make the glass more full today?
All right. Fair enough. Now, I love your book, Filling the Glass, and you have some very counterintuitive sort of ways of looking at things and ways to remain positive. You've talked about one of them, make peace with the negatives, and you've talked about two of them, and fill the glass, too. But let's take a look and dive in a little bit deeper, if we can, and dwell on this filling the glass concept. So let's say you are out of work, let's say you are employed. You have a job. You're actually in the job. You may not love it, but at least you've got a job and so forth. How can you do a better job of filling the glass in your life and in your work life and your personal life?
Well, There's a couple of ways you could do it. Number one, you could go for the let's all think happy thoughts and everything will be wonderful kind of strategy.
Kumbaya.
What's going to happen there is sooner or later some of those negatives are going to come up and they're going to bite you in the butt. Or you can take a look and say, well, I'm not as happy as I could be right now. What can I do right now to make the situation better? If not in a big way, in a small way. I know people who get through terrible jobs by promising themselves at the end of the day they're going to have an ice cream or they're going to have a cup of coffee they particularly like. I mean, if you can find a big way to make your problems better, wonderful. If you can't find a big way, what can I do in a small way to make things better right now?
All right. Getting an ice cream after work every day, that's definitely the potential for making you both fat and happy at the same time.
And that's pretty good, right?
Right. My guest is Barry Mayer. We're talking about his book, Filling the Glass, The Skeptic's Guide to Positive Thinking in Business. Now, one of the things that I found interesting in your list of ways that you can fill the glass is become your own guru. Now, I think of, you know, whether it's in sales, Tom Peters or Brian Tracy or the great Og Mandino. I mean, there are all kinds of gurus that are out there. What do you mean by become your own guru? How can I become the next Napoleon Hill?
Well, when it comes right down to it, who can motivate you? Can Barry Maher motivate you? Can Og Mandino motivate you? Not really. They can't be with you when all those thousands of little decisions that lead toward your goal or away from your goal have to be made. So when it comes right down to it, you motivate you. You got to be your own favorite motivational speaker. You got to be your own guru.
All right, now that makes sense. How do you become your own guru? I mean, it's easy to do, but these time-tested gurus have been around for a while. How do you motivate yourself? How do you become your own guru, Barry?
Well, Og Mandino motivated himself? How would Zig Ziglar have motivated himself? Somebody's got to motivate these people. You've got to motivate yourself. And it comes simply, from my point of view, it comes by looking at the potential negatives, putting them in the big perspective, in the big picture, and finding a way to deal with them.
Dealing with the negatives. That seems to be one of the recurring themes that I hear from you. My guest is Barry Mayer. One of the other things that I took away from reading your book is you've got the idea, and it's a good idea, fail toward success. Boy, that doesn't sound too encouraging or too optimistic. Tell me about that. What do you mean by fail toward success?
Well, it's a metaphor that we took from working with salespeople. Salespeople all hate to hear the word no, don't they? I mean,
sure.
Every bit of their training, every bit of their instinct is geared towards hearing it as infrequently as possible. But who are the most successful salespeople? They're the people that hear the most no's. And the more no's you're going to get, if you use every one of those no's, if you use every one of those rejections, if you use every failure and try to find how you could have done the situation a little bit better to improve just a little bit, eventually you're going to get better and better and better at whatever you're striving for.
All right. So you believe using continual improvement. You're not one of those who believes, oh, I just heard a no, and so that no brings me one step closer to the next yes. How do you, how would you diagnose or do an autopsy on a sales call that would allow you to maybe do 1% improvement on the next sales call, Barry?
Well, it's very simple. Was there an objection you couldn't handle? Was there some point during the call where it didn't go as well as it should have? Did you not manage to create initial interest as well as you should? Did you not manage to maintain that interest? You find out where the problem was, whatever the problem was, and how could I do that better? And if you can't figure out a way to do it better yourself, you go someplace where you get help from a sales manager or somebody else, another salesperson.
Gotcha. My guest is Barry Mayer. He's the author of the book, Filling the Glass. Barry, another one of your counterintuitive ideas that you've got in the book is you say to bring out the prospect in yourself. Well, if I'm a salesman and I'm going out, I'm the one who's doing the prospect. I'm going to the prospect. I'm not the prospect. What do you mean about bringing out the prospect in yourself?
Well, I mean bringing out that aspect of yourself that's like the person you're dealing with, finding that part of yourself, that personality trait in you that's just like that person. In other words, we've all got virtually every different personality trait with us, particularly those of us like myself with multiple personalities, but simply to one degree or another. So if you can find that honest, genuine part of yourself that's like the person you're dealing with, you're going to be able to relate to them better. They're going to be able to relate to you a whole lot better.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Another counterintuitive idea is change the scale to make the sale. I mean, we're all taught as salespeople, sell them as much as you can. Get them to buy a little bit more because the cost per unit will be cheaper, those kinds of things. Talk to me about changing the scale to make the sale.
Well, that's just simply putting things into perspective. In other words, $50,000 is a fortune, right?
Well, it is if you have no money.
It's a fortune if I want to sell you a used Yugo, you're probably going to think $50,000 is a whole lot of money.
That's a bit high.
But if I say, Billy, I've got a brand new Rolls Royce here, and I'm going to sell it to you for $50,000. Well, $50,000 isn't a whole lot of money there.
No.
No. So we may think of ourselves as going through financial hard times right now, and a lot of people are. But guess what? If you make $1,200 a month, you're in the top 1% of the world's population in terms of income. That's changing the scale. That's putting things in perspective.
All right. Well, talk to me a little bit more about this, Barry, because I understand exactly what you're saying about changing the scale, but you're comparing what I make per month to what somebody is living, if working on living in India or Africa might be making. I don't live in India or Africa. I mean, I still need to make my mortgage. I still need to buy groceries, and I need to do that here in the United States, specifically in the state of California, where things are a little bit higher. I do understand the relativity idea behind that. But again, recognizing or embracing the negatives there, I need to recognize and embrace the negative that I'm living here in California and I've got to deal with the environment that I'm in. Talk to me a little bit more about, you know, scaling it back so that you can change the scale but still be realistic about where it is you are living, working, et cetera.
Well, that's exactly the key. You change the scale to put things in a bigger perspective. I'm in California. Things are very rough for me right now. I'm going to lose my house. Things are terrible. But you put the situation in the bigger perspective. I'm still better off than a whole lot of people around the world. I can still breathe. I can still look at the sunshine. I can still go for a walk. I can still relax. I can still, you know, have my friendships. I can do all these things. Now, by doing that, you don't ignore the negatives. You still say, okay, I have these issues. I've got to find a job. I've got to find a way to deal with this housing problem, whatever it may be. And you still work on those things, but you do your best to keep them in perspective. You don't just say, okay, let's all think happy thoughts and everything's going to be fine. You say, what are the problems here? What's the perspective? What's the big picture on here? And what can I do to solve these problems?
My guest is Barry Mayer. Filling the Glass is his book, The Skeptic's Guide to Positive Thinking in Business. And I like that. Again, you have so many counterintuitive ideas in the book, Barry, that I took away from it. One of them, it shocked me because as a salesperson, as a business person, we're always trained to, you know, reach for success, be the best you can. You say never settle for success. What do you mean by that?
Well, sales is a great metaphor for that. If you're in sales, you may have a quota. And my quota today may be, let's say, $1,000 in sales, whatever it might be. If I settle for success, I go out in the first call, the second call, the third call, I've made my $1,000. I've made it. I probably goof off for the rest of the day. But if you don't have that kind of perspective, if you think, I'm simply going to do the best job I can do in every call, if you make $1,000 in the first call, you still want to make the second call and do the best possible job you can in that call, the best possible job in the next call, so you do the best possible job you can in the day, rather than just settling for success.
I see what you're saying there. My guest is Barry Mayer. Barry, talk to me about what you want readers to take away from reading your book, Filling the Glass.
What I'd like them to take away from is the fact that nobody's life is perfect right now, and our lives are never going to be perfect right now, but they can be better, and we can be in control of making them better to a certain extent. I've got cancer. There's nothing I can do about that, okay? But I can change the attitude I bring to that cancer that I approach it with.
All right. Very good and very optimistic. Now, a question that I ask some authors that come on the show, because I'm intrigued by it, what did you get out of writing the book, Filling the Glass?
You know what I got? I got in touch with a lot of things that I've believed in for a long time, some of which I'd forgotten that I wasn't implementing in my own life. When I speak to groups all around the country, all of the time I'll find myself saying something and say, you know, I'm not doing that anymore, at least not to the extent I should. It's a great reminder. One thing about being a self-proclaimed guru is you find you have to live up to your own standards, or at least you have to try.
That's always true. That is true. My guest has been the self-proclaimed guru, the author, the speaker, Barry Mayer, author of the book, Filling the Glass, The Skeptic's Guide to Positive Thinking in Business. Barry, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I'd send them to my website, which is www.barrymaher.com, which is BarryMaher.com.
BarryMaher.com. Barry, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.